Look in my eyes for my mind state. I'm on the grind 25, money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
City podcast. Look at it right there.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got a whole new room. Sponsor, thank you. Around Seattle, shout out to you for all the nice equipment, all the nice fancy things. You didn't get us this table. That was me out of my own pocket, but you're going to get the receipt. Don't worry about it. But y'all, look at this. This is awesome. This is awesome. I'm happy. I'm awesome. Proud about this.
You should feel proud.
Ain't too proud to beg.
Right.
Well, we got any shout outs?
Man, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Montezy. You know what I mean? You got to know me. You know, TZ Scott on all Instagram, sort of things of that nature. Theme song made it. You already know what's up. Make sure you guys go to the iTunes and check out that new song for me and my dog over here. You know,
I spit a verse.
I'm the man, and
I think about rewriting it every day.
Featuring us three.
You spit a quick 16 on that?
It wasn't quick.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys follow us on that. I'm Montezy. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Girl, Big Swole coming in. Tired, sore, broke, all that.
Tired from what?
Excuse me, I am a mother. I am a wife. I am me.
Stop
that's
right there.
Hats.
Stop right there. You.
See, me. Huge shout out to my good sis, Alexis Littlefoot. Go get that merch. You know, everybody female. Right.
That's all you got, baby?
That's all mama got. That's all mama got.
All right, so I'm going to take it right here to the guests of the evening. We have the brand new NXT Tag Team Champions. Right there, look at that.
Ooh, oh, that looks shiny. Oh, that looks shiny.
Look at that.
Champions, how y'all feeling, fam?
I'm feeling swell. I just got off this injury.
Great.
I'm back in the ring. I'm ready
okay.
to go.
Okay, okay.
Ready to roll.
Hey, man, everything's good. Cope steady, man. Thank you guys for coming through.
Oh, thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate
you. You know what I mean? Swole, I see you.
Hey, man,
see
you. I woke up a black woman. I'm perfect.
There you go.
Yeah, at the end of the episode, I'm going to speak on some new developments going on with the podcast and the channel. Keep it a little low-key right now. It's going to grow in a second, but I will get back to you at the end of this, so don't let me forget. Remind me, everybody in the room.
Definitely
yes.
Will. Definitely right. will.
Yes.
Get back to it.
Street Profits. So, let's talk about TakeOver 25. 25th anniversary of NXT with TakeOver. And this is the first time, actually, that NXT TakeOver has done it by itself. It wasn't piggybacking off of SummerSlam, Survivor Series,
right.
Royal Rumble. This was its own...
The first standalone.
The first
right.
standalone pay-per-view.
Right.
The staff was like very skeleton key. It was like kind of like not too many people running around. It was not help. Like, what was going on with y'all before going, like, what was going through y'all heads about before going through that ladder match? Just a week, actually. Not even just that day.
The week of.
The week of.
It
was stressful from what I saw that
Go
week.
Ahead, Tess.
I know, like, me and him both, like, it would be, like, mornings I'll get up and like call Docs early in the morning or something just to like
right.
figure out what he's doing that day or whatever just to get my mind off of it. And but the main thing leading up to it was just trying to, this TakeOver has such a just this large scale of like expectations.
It's that lineage.
It's like you completely just want to go in there and just take over exactly what it says.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to, you want to make sure when you leave that everybody remembers something. That's like, that's the main thing we want to do lead up into that. I mean, Doctor, you got some more about
it. I mean, leading up to that week, I can promise you we were both sweating bullets.
Like that?
I mean, the first time being in a takeover for both of us, and it just so happened to be a ladder match.
This is the first gimmick match I've ever done, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with props and everything.
Well, right. Does a Falls count anywhere, Matt?
Oh, let's get count. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that at Evolve against Houston.
Yeah.
That was my last match there before TakeOver. So, I mean, I jumped off the stage onto him, so.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's what got you all comfortable jumping off the top rope at TakeOver then, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a little practice.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, y'all, what y'all got? Because I had a question. I'm going to get back to it. I want y'all to interact with these young gentlemen here.
Absolutely. So, you know, as you guys now are, you know, NXT Tag Team Champions, and obviously we have Kofi, who is the current, you know, WWE Heavyweight Champion. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, the Black Excellence and how we are now, you know, getting our moment to shine. It's been long enough, but we getting our moment to shine. Tell me a little bit about the responsibility you guys feel of holding these titles represented for the African-American community.
I feel like it's a pivotal moment in history for us, and I feel like it's more or less like, it's not like we look at it as responsibility, but we also look at it as like, this is our version of our culture. This is our version. This is not the complete version. It's our version of our culture. And like, it's, everybody has their different versions. And like, we're not trying to, you know, be a certain way. You know, we're just showing like our piece of what all of us bring. Right. And so by us being a part of that, that's huge, you know. So, I mean, even the stuff that's even going on with my wife as well. Like,
Bianca is tearing it up.
It's we're just trying to keep elevating it and elevating it and elevating it. And I think, I mean, shoot, that's...
Yeah. I mean...
Shout out Bianca Belair for, like, getting number one for the third year in a row at the PC Combine.
True that. You got to hold it down, you know.
Yeah, Miss Bianca Belair over here. Yeah, everybody.
They ain't going to have no competition.
Hey, turn up.
My better half. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see how wide that gap was?
No, that's Fred on the floor. I was like,
yeah, no. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I was like, ooh.
Oh.
You know what's so funny about that? We came off a
vacation from
Hawaii.
We was in Hawaii.
I was relaxing all day. All right.
Cause she was like, you know, we're going to Hawaii. She made it like evident that we wanted to go on this vacation. Like, this is something that we was planning. Like, we did a lot of hard work, and this is something that we just wanted to do. And we went to Hawaii, and we was there chilling, and then she came back, and she like took over the Dynamo Combine
off of relaxation.
Do you feel a certain sense of competition?
That's my baby.
I mean, does it feel? No competition.
I just wanted
no friendly come.
No, I just want to do good. That's all. I want to do good, and I want me to do good, because like it's like, I gotta bring something to the table as well, and she, right. You know, she definitely brings.
Yes, Bob.
I just want to, like, you know, I feel like I'm an additive to her life, so I try to just bring my piece, you know.
So it's right. Like
unity.
Unity.
It's like you got married. It was amazing, but then it's also the bonus.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. God is good, man.
All the time.
He's reset every day, and I'm like, he's not wrong yet.
Yeah,
Okay.
Let's see if he's right on Thursday. And then back to that, even speaking of competition, I think like even us is like, you guys brought up like our, you know, our community and everything. I think like, and instead of even looking at it as a competition, like just like speak and like, you know, help each other out and like say, yo, this will work for me, this will work for me, this will work for me, and you pass that knowledge on, because that's the only way this is going to like expand, you know? So. That's my little additive on it.
It's just about having each other's backs, pretty much.
Yeah. You know?
Just like I'm saying, like me and my brother right here, Tez, we made history.
We're the
first African American NXT Tag Team Champions. Right. So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got a bigger target on our back, and we have a lot of people looking up to us too, as well. So it's just more just like looking out for everybody. And just helping them and trying to help them find their niche. And it might take a while. It's just all about being patient and wait until your opportunity gets there. You also want to like be able to knock down the door, but at the same time, patience plays a huge, huge key.
And I want to touch on that because that's a big deal about what people miss about signing with a brand like a WWE, NXT. It's like everybody looks at all the opportunity that's going elsewhere with wrestling. You get your own independence. You get to pretty much be able to do whatever you want and call your own shots, act however you want.
Right.
But a lot of people don't make it here and don't make it there and get the opportunities you get because you'll have to play role models.
Yeah.
Not everybody is willing to sacrifice their vices to step in y'all roles as role models to children, to African Americans that look up to you. Y'all have to be the patriarch of NXT. Y'all are a brand now, so everywhere you go, you have to act a certain way. You gotta be professional. You gotta be cordial. You like even just going to Chipotle and ordering food. You have to, like, somebody acts a fool and wants to step out and be, like, disrespectful to you or say whatever type of slur. You have to maintain composure because you wear a brand on you now. And especially as tag team champions, that's even more important because now the company, everything you do is on the company's back now. Everything. And I think a lot of people miss out on that. That's why a lot of people shouldn't. This place isn't meant for everybody. That these championships, y'all being on television with William Regal, that's not meant for everybody because not everybody can do what you do. Physically, a lot of people, there's a lot of athletic people in the wrestling business, but personally, business-wise, mentally, spiritually, a lot of those guys can't do what you do. So there's a lot more praise going on than just being like, oh, y'all had a great ladder match at TakeOver. It takes more than talent. It's people. Yeah. It's people. Now, after that, what happens? Because everybody can have that moment, but carrying that as a person, as a professional, that's the important part, and I don't think a lot of people can handle that, you know? So that's my piece about that.
So you're saying we can handle it?
Oh, y'all here. It wasn't chosen. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't just pick like, oh, these guys, next.
Right.
No, it was like, no, there was like a whole lot of freaking that stuff that goes on with that.
Right.
You know, like, there's trust in y'all.
Right, all right. And it's just... I mean, earlier I said about like the responsibility we have is like you guys spoke on like responsibility of our culture and everything, but it's just you just gotta like always want to try to do better.
Every time.
I think that's what got us here to this point.
Exactly.
It's not only just trying to be role models because like, you know, we had our same like type of upbringings when it comes to like, you know, backgrounds and like you have to constantly always want to try to do better and like just try to expand. And just like, I think if we all like stick by that whole standard, which we have been,
right,
and like not only will you be a good role model, but you're constantly trying to get better. Like you're not making the same mistakes, like whether it comes from the outside or in the ring, because you all know as well as anybody else is that if your outside isn't good, you're not going to perform well in the ring.
No.
So it's just, it's a, your life gotta be a whole balance. That's
right. All of it.
Yeah. So.
Can't give place in anything that we do.
No.
Outside the ring at all.
Then you'll start to plateau.
Right.
That's never a good place to be.
It's always room for expansion. Like
yeah.
If you have that mindset, I feel like you're just gonna keep trying to get better. So that's what we're trying to do. And like this is just the start for us.
Oh yeah.
This is like. Like they say, it's a big responsibility now, and you got target your backs. Like that's what we want. That's what we want. We want it.
Look for those targets.
I mean, it's been like that the entire life.
Right.
So it's like just keep it coming now. We got this now. Just keep it coming now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
absolutely. So when it comes to you guys and you guys building a bond, did you guys meet at the Performance Center, or did you guys know each other prior to that? And when you guys coming together, how did you guys build a bond to actually form a tag team and become brothers? As you guys have started.
We actually met at the Performance Center.
Right.
You know, like, so he was trying out actually, and we were going through some like promo class kind of. And so like, and it was ironically of all days a Saturday. So like,
you know, Saturday promo class.
It was a Saturday.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Woo!
So I was in that class. And so they brought a couple people from the trial up in that class.
Right.
And Tez was one of those people. And it was funny because he rolled up in there in some shorts and some moccasins. And anybody knows me, I'm a big house shoe guy. I rock moccasins. So I was like, yo, you got moccasins? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Moccasins all day, baby. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Moccasins all day. House shoes all day.
And you know what's so funny? I think the are these the exact same
ones? They're still the same shoes.
Yeah.
These
are the exact same ones.
These are the exact same moccasins right here.
Tan moccasins with the pearl inside.
Those are gray slippers when he was opening up the door.
It was a very weird coincidence because, like, I got the days mixed up, actually, with tryout because I thought we were going to do promos, I think, later on in the day. Yeah. So I came to the tryout already in, like, a compression shirt. It was a green compression shirt.
Yeah.
I think some shorts or something. And that's what I did the promo in for the tryout. Right. And I walked in, I had these shorts in my mind. I was like, oh, man, the promo was later. So they took me upstairs, and that's when I seen Docs, man.
Yeah,
it was like, hey, Docs, he's wearing moccasins just like you, like you said.
Yeah,
was
everybody
like,
were laughing.
He was like, yup,
yeah.
That's what we do. And then, boom, here we go.
Right. And he gets hired.
Yeah.
Oh, what was your background coming into getting a contract here? Because what was your background as far as like sports or anything?
Mostly track, yeah. ROTC, cross country, a little bit of basketball, and then
You got track legs.
Yes. Yeah,
you got track legs. Track legs.
Yeah. So I got chicken legs. So.
I didn't say chicken leg. I said track leg.
Y'all can say it.
I mean, since you done already put it out there.
It's something I've been dealing with for a while. But
all your life?
So, here's a funny story. This happened one time. So, we about to... Man, I can't believe I'm telling the story. Lord.
Tell me through,
Lord. So, I'm going through the crib, and I guess I always do laundry, but this particular time I slipped up, and I needed some pants.
You know, already
to go to the cop.
I feel like you're
going to continue. I remember I was looking through the house, and I was like,
and we got like this
we got like this beautiful organization in our house that just we just know where everything is. So I picked up these tights. Which I thought they were mine, and ended up being my wife's.
Ah! So you
and these tights I got on right now.
So so you saying right here, right now on the Swerve podcast. That you put on your wife's tights. And you actually fit into your wife's tights. I want you to think about that. Okay?
That's what he said. He did say that.
I think he did say that.
I heard something like that.
I was joking with y'all, man.
Jokes on y'all. What you think this is? What you think this is?
These jokes, man.
Come on, man.
He wore women drops.
Come on, God, man.
That's what I meant.
Right, y'all thought, what you think? Come on.
It's okay.
Y'all know my jokester, bruh. I'm a jokester.
I wear my husband's underwear too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that might be true. Tez is definitely a jokester, but I can promise you, 100%, he ain't joking about that story.
I smell lies.
Woo!
Coming from this area right
here. I smell bull jive.
Yeah. Well, y'all need to get y'all senses checked.
Y'all need
to get some Allegra or something.
No, bro.
We Claritin D-Clear out here. That's
clean, bro.
I do got chicken legs, man. But you know, them things strong, man. They strong, man.
Man, what was your broad jump at the PC combine again?
I got my personal best was like 11.2, and then this year I got like a 10.10, bro. Like,
oh,
you was good. I ain't bragging. I'm just saying God is good.
My car ain't that long.
What's the length? Like 8.9?
Like 8, something like that.
8.9, 8.8.
Yeah.
On the side of the door, got the height and the width on it. That's what you saw.
That's where it is.
That's where it is.
I've argued with insurance companies about this. So you telling me the length and the Sigh, I'm blaming you.
Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
He dropped his phone, too, man. You know it's serious.
All of it.
You just getting blamed, that's all. Just take it.
Just go and take the blame.
Just say sorry.
Say
I'm sorry.
And it's on the feet, too.
Yo, you still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We about to end this joint, so y'all gonna have to watch the rest on YouTube when the episode comes out in a week. Source City Podcast on YouTube.
So we're still going after this, though.
Yeah,
peace out, fam.
Y'all, yeah. Y'all had a chance to ask questions, but you didn't.
Oh. Peace!
Oh!
Subscribe on the YouTube channel.
Peace out!
Boom!
Yeah.
That's just too bad, y'all.
Turn on my face.
Now we gonna get some good stuff.
Now,
I'm gonna let Teezy talk.
Now, here we go.
You run the gauntlet now.
There we go. Music. Let's get into some good stuff now.
Was that okay?
Oh, we still
is that cool?
Yeah,
we still rolling.
Y'all know I'm with no tights, man. Come on, man.
So, music, right?
Yeah,
you want your chair. That hurts. So who y'all got, like, when y'all got the iPod, y'all working out, what music y'all playing, man? Who some of y'all favorite artists, man?
Depends on what mood I'm in, honestly. When it comes to working out.
You're in at a smash his workout. You're like, all right, let's do this thing.
Bone crush.
You know so crazy. You know so crazy? Like usually we go together, but if I do have my headphones and we're not talking, I usually have on R&B. I don't know why, but I feel like I work out better to R&B. Like
old school.
I don't like, know. Even the new people. I forgot the girl's name who sings now. Her name. She sings a song called Shea Butter.
She with J. Cole.
Yeah. Something that like along those rounds. Also like Rico Love. Like I don't know. I don't know if that's different, but that's I feel like.
I don't know if I can do squats to Luther Vandross, bro. I don't know.
No, well not.
We ain't
not
going that far, though.
Not Luther.
Jock Weeks.
Ari Lennox.
That's me though.
Hey,
I mean,
homegirl Ari Lennox.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Now, a lot of these artists I'll be hearing, I'm like, they sound exactly the same. Like her, like, so if you say Ari Lennox, right? What's her song?
Shea Butter.
I don't know what Shea Butter
goes. It's like, have you heard the Creed 2 soundtrack?
Yes.
It's like Shea Butter.
It's with J. Cole.
Oh, that joint.
Yeah.
Word. Okay.
That's her.
Okay.
That's
her. I got you.
So yeah. Then we get into R&B music.
I got you.
Last time we was here.
Yes.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Mm. What's that?
Like, what's the, I guess, genre, whoever you listen to that you normally, like, ain't gonna really tell nobody I listen to this, but I love it anyway.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
He's already mumbling.
He's already like, dang.
I mean, it depends. Go ahead.
Gosh,
I ain't gonna say it.
That's a good question. I've never been asked that.
Dang, I'm not. I don't think music.
Because now I'm thinking.
Who you listen to? You're just like.
I'm listening to Elton John.
Which one? Like your song? Your song, Elton John?
Any Waka Flocka song. I'm bumping that thing, dog.
Like Elton John's not.
Any Waka Flocka song.
Oh,
really good combo.
I played. So, I think the Beatles are interesting. The reason why is because of the pacing. And I say pacing because, like, the songs back then were like, the pacing were a little bit slower. The Beatles, the Temptations. If you look at like, also,
the songs also
the five heartbeats. Everything is like, that's I know it's not guilty pleasure, but
I was
like,
say,
I mean,
I'm just saying the reason why is the Beatles. You know?
I will say, like, a lot of songs cross quickly too. It didn't last too long.
Not long at all. But if you look at now, albums are seven songs now.
Yeah, they're going backwards.
So they're going, that's what I'm saying. Like, this, like,
I mean,
like Old Town Road was like a minute 30.
Yeah. I'm glad it is. I mean, what are you going to say lyrically on that song?
I want to know what he's going to do next song, period.
I don't think he need another song. That's the same thing as Mo Bamba, bro.
He heard he just announced the EP.
Ooh. But that's what everybody putting out now. Like the several
Old Town Road remix, Old Town Road, Old Town Alley,
hey,
Old Town,
Houston Addiction.
Yeah, somebody. Old Town, beatmix.
Hey, remember when the clips came out and they had like four grinding remixes?
Bro, you stretch a song out 2 years on remix.
Them and the Young Bloods. If I hear one more damn remix,
I hear, no, if I hear,
like,
oh,
Yo, wait, they still come out with those?
If I hear another artist added to the Touch It remix, yo, I'm done. I'm done.
Hey, yeah, that's a little
Oh my god.
The remix.
They covered all five boroughs in New York, then they went down south.
Yes.
And then Eminem showed up on the thing. I'm like, oh, there's another verse. Why is Mary J. Blige here?
Ludacris with My Chick Bad. He did it with What's Your Fancy?
Yeah, yeah.
What's Your Fancy had like three remixes.
I'm So Hood remix.
Whoa,
time out, man. You just said I'm So Hood. DJ Khaled got about 18 different features on every song that he comes out with.
Which reminds me, let's go into DJ Khaled about this whole drama that he has with Tyler Creator right now.
Well, I mean,
y'all know about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Y'all heard about this?
I've heard bits and pieces of
the
story.
Well, I can honestly tell you this. Those motivational talks DJ Khaled was doing, you can honestly know that they were definitely why he was number one, because when he number two, he turns into they, them, or whatever they were talking about.
My man, motivational speaking on weight loss, and ain't lost a pound.
Yo, you loyal. You smart. I appreciate you.
Yo, you hypocrite. I appreciate you.
Hey, y'all debuting me at number two.
He is challenging that. He's going to the...
Yeah.
What's the RICC?
RICC,
RICC.
I didn't even know. Look, man, I didn't even know that's how that works. Like, how you get debuted at number two? I just thought it was like, all right, like, Tyler Creator got more sales or whatever. Because I don't really understand that whole thing, but like, it was like, oh, they just said, hey, we're going to debut you at number two and debut Tyler the Creator at number one. I'm like,
my dog didn't give it a week.
I mean, that's on the same lines of Nicki Minaj getting pissed at her album went number two.
Just
like,
as bitter.
Yo.
Just as petty.
I was like, yo, you know how many people would kill to be in the top five?
Right.
Top 10? That changes your life.
Top 20.
Made it.
Now, you had something to say about...
Okay, so check this out, right? Speaking of when she asked the question about different genres and, like, you know, guilty pleasures. Now, is there... You know, I was listening to Crooked Eye. You know who Crooked Eye is, a rapper from Slaughterhouse. He had a podcast, and he was talking about being able to listen to music and not be a particular fan of the artist, but be able to go outside of what you like and be able to judge it fairly, even though you might not be a fan. Like, if there's an artist that you might not like his hip-hop music, can you go listen to his project and judge it fairly as opposed to something that you would like? Because a lot of people, that's something that's being brought up now, is like people are too biased of music that they generally like, but not giving other people a chance.
Yeah. I will never give Currency a chance.
Oh, that's your never get a chance?
He is the most boring rapper I've ever heard in my life.
Man.
In my life. And that's I've heard a lot of rap in my life.
He got a song.
You never give Jah a chance?
Hold on, you said what?
Who?
Mine is Ja Rule. I will never listen to
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
You play Ja Rule all the time,
bro. No, I don't, bro. Stop playing. Stop playing, dog.
But what I've been without you.
As corny as the man is, I don't give it. There's some Ja Rule out there. But Currency, though, can never give him a chance. So I think I can never judge his music fairly. Because I was just like, nah.
I don't know if I can sit in a studio session with somebody's music I don't really, like, favor. And kind of be like,
you know, like, yo, that was dope, bro.
Like, I could never sit inside the studio session? That's what you're asking?
Like the person, like, if you don't like that music and you try to judge it fairly, like, it would be hard for me to sit in the studio session and kind of be like, yeah, this ride.
I don't want to say what I want to say.
Go ahead and say it.
Man, like,
tell the truth, Shane Devils. Don't speak on
it. I don't want to say the person I want to say, but let's just say, like, I would never get caught sitting in a studio session listening to
Soulja Boy.
You know what I'm about to say, dog. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
SZA.
Who?
You said SZA?
No, that's SZA.
I was going to say.
Oh, you don't like...
Yeah, I like SZA.
Oh, I thought you... No.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
I like SZA.
Guilty pleasure thing we was talking about.
I was saying,
with
an
F. I like SZA.
What?
Well, it just sounded like he was about to say SZA. I didn't know.
No, no.
I thought it, like, to be fair, I thought it was completely somebody else. I didn't even start it with a...
I heard Sizzla, so what did you say? Silk the Shaka.
You know what? I tried to like him, because everybody hyped him.
First of all, let me say this. Silk, if you ever see this, I apologize, man. Because even if you came and saw my entertainment and you didn't like it, and you told me you like it, I'd be like, you know, I respect your opinion, bro. But I'm giving you my opinion right now, man. I've only liked one of his songs. It was That's Cool. Because you like the song. And I love hip hop, man. But listen, Ted, is it because, like, you know, the one song you like, that song was the one time he was actually on beat?
Yeah, he was on beat. So what's saying that? But that second verse was kind of iffy. That's a good point. Katrina came in and saved you.
It's a very good point you said that.
Right.
The song that she only liked was because he was off beat. Now it's crazy how people judge that differently from MF Doom. Cause some people, when they hear him, may go like,
"That's his boy.
He's off beat." But if you listen to him, he's really not off beat. He's kind of like making a narrative. The beat is just there. He's just making a narrative.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's funny you said that because if some people, like you said, that's the only song she liked because he was offbeat. But like I said, some people would judge MF Doom and be like, he's offbeat. But in other people's eyes, he's not.
That's that ear.
Yeah.
That's that ear. They're prone to this artist just because they're a fan of him.
Right.
But they can't decide. They can't be unbiased to the other one that does the same thing.
Okay, right. So, well, one quick question. Me and him have this debate all the time, and we had this debate. We was on the phone for hours. Would you put Eminem top five all time?
Jesus.
Oh, here we go. Look, every time.
Every season. It has to come up.
Season two, same debate. Season two, same debate.
All time?
He said Eminem's his goal. Eminem is his goal.
Greatest ever dude.
You know what?
I'm going to just sip on that.
As far as pen to pen, best.
I'll put Eminem in the top five for this very reason right here. He was the first. Of his kind. Dr. Dre put a lot of eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre is one of the best producers of all time.
Mm.
Hands down. So, like, Dr. Dre, Eminem, and everything that he's done, like, he's pioneered dudes like, man, I can't believe I'm really saying this, but hey, MGK, he's the reason for that, mm-hmm. even though we know what he did to MGK last year.
Would Eminem be this hot without Dre?
That's questionable.
Would he still be in your top five?
Mm. Who do we say this about?
Without Dre?
Who do we say the same thing about? Who do we say the same thing about? We had a discussion. We said the same thing about somebody.
That if the without,
but would Biggie be Biggie without Diddy?
No, he wouldn't.
No.
So you can't say it's the same.
Dang, that's a strong opinion.
No.
Would
you don't think Biggie would be as big?
I think musically, his music would be, but I think his worldwide, the songs that he made, Big Papa, Juicy, the worldwide songs, it wouldn't have happened. Because Diddy made him do those songs.
Made him force him.
You know what I'm saying? But the songs that Biggie was doing before, he just sounded like every other New York 1993.
It would have been another Big L.
This is how we be in 93 type rapper.
If KRS-One had a Diddy, he'd be way more, like, way
more bigger.
Yeah.
It's just the worldwide songs.
There's a lot of people you could put, like, say, man, if they had this dude with them, they would be crazy. Like, who's to say 50 Cent would be this successful with Get Rich or Die Trying without Dre being there? Who's to say the game would be really that successful without Dr. Dre?
That's my guy, but he
wouldn't.
No. No, he wouldn't.
But the M debate, best to put ink on pad, man.
You have to. You gotta respect that, best man. To do it. Like, cool. You gotta remember lyrically,
one of the best to ever do it. I say the best.
I would say.
And then we gotta get into the who's a Hov fan here.
Who's a Hov?
Hov.
Hov's number one to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With that $1 billion, he
No, it's not even like. Granted, his money, success is that's an additive. Just like, you know, like I said, being married is added some plus. But when that, like, he's already like, with, if you take away like the business aspects and like just his mind,
his
like,
mind's
already a genius. And then you add the business thing. It's like who's like commercially like done it like Hov. Like Hov honestly could probably stop rapping.
He could have rapped. He could have stopped that
probably,
Kingdom Come.
Probably two and a half, 3 years.
He could have stopped that Kingdom Come and been
but
all right.
But it's just like,
man. You got to think, too. His first album was 26. His first scene, like, he popped when he was 29. Like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
It's just like, and you got to think, he did that all rap.
Yeah.
He all did.
Yeah.
He made a name off rapping. And it's like, he didn't even rap that long. And it's like, he, like, billionaire? Like, that's, come on, man. Somebody making
he's
moves. Somebody know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Seven lines of income? Of streaming of money?
It's crazy, man. Like, his
each
like,
one's like multi-millions?
And it's like,
not even including B.
And it's not, like I said, not even the money aspect, but like, even
he was already set before he even was on a song with her.
Like, yeah. It's funny because listen to his verses, man. He's just like,
he's sharp.
He's mm-hmm. sharp.
Now, with those verses, we're going to have to get into others.
No, don't do that.
Oh, man.
Okay, check this out.
Yeah, this is, you got to go.
Real quick.
We lost a lot of friends with this debate, so I'm just letting
you know. Yeah, this debate, the deep. So, the argument is that as great as he's been, when he's done some features, he's gotten washed on some features.
Oof.
Jay.
Yeah.
He's gotten washed.
There's a lot of times he's a majority of the features.
Sometimes he's gotten washed.
He has not had the best verse on a lot of these songs.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
I want y'all to look at it from a business perspective.
Okay.
Business.
Right? If everything we do is a marathon, right? And I'm not saying he's gonna take a break on the song, whatever. But if we make an album, right? And she wants me to feature her song. I'm gonna be featured. That's exactly what I'm gonna be featured. Cause I gotta expand. But if I'm throwing all my stuff out there and then I'm in it for the long run. Does that make more sense? I'm in it for the long run when it comes to. I seen an interview. I seen an interview where he looks. He's the type of person to look at the Mona Lisa and like I look at forever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. I don't feel like he's getting washed. I feel like he's just doing what he's doing. He's doing his role for that particular time. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, if you're stretching up your face at this, I mean, think about it. Prince gave us his B stuff.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you save stuff for yourself.
I mean, it's...
Kanye did that though.
You know,
Kanye did that with a lot of.
You're being featured. You don't want to overshadow the main person on the song. That's what you're saying.
But it's your song.
But you gotta think though. It's like if you pull out all your like marbles, and it's like you gotta.
J. Cole washed him
on
Stars Born.
Yeah, definitely.
J. Cole washed Hov on
but,
Star.
Hold on, let me ask you this question now. But where's J. Cole at today?
Sure, he catapulted him.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe that was his role. He knew he did his role for that particular song.
Understand? Well, remember when we were writing Broke Boys, and your verse was hotter than T's verse, but you was like, "Nah, you ain't gonna smash me on my song." That's the thing.
Yeah.
So he came with the heat. You're
he had to come with the heat.
So you're featured, so he makes sure he goes above because.
You gotta look at the scenario too. Jay could send in his verse, and that person here and be like,
The thing is, though, you gotta be smart enough, though, that you gotta be competitive enough not to let it take away from the song either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't just be trying.
It can be anything.
Right? Yeah, it can be anything.
For instance, put Big Sean in that category. Let's put him down as not really smart and trying to change what in the world he was gonna say. Because. For one, look, Jay Electronica, he's good. But ain't nobody heard from him in freaking forever. That dude.
Because his name's Jay Electronica.
Yeah. Him and Riff Raff in the same boat. They don't feel like that.
He's just not consistent.
Neither is Big Sean, and that hurt my soul because Big Sean was my guy when he came out.
Kendrick came and smashed him on his own song.
But for a Big Sean, that's where you, like, gotta step up. That's where you gotta make this. What?
He did it twice.
I know.
Best.
I know. And then that was, Big Sean is my guy. I understand Big Sean is my dude, but when he was kept getting smashed on everybody's songs, filled my soul. And then Hall of Fame came out. Oh, my God. I ripped my hair out. That was the worst album ever.
Is Hall of Fame the one where it was like the red cover or something?
Yeah. You better beware, beware, beware of a woman. That garbage.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm
a sip to that, man.
Yeah.
Awful. Boy. Awful. I'm sorry. Big Sean, you're my guy. I need some heat from you, but
I mean, hey, I like Big Sean, but yo, let's be real. All my greats has had one bad, two bad albums. You know? I mean, Evan, but
y'all gotta listen to Abbey Road, though.
Word?
Y'all gotta listen to Abbey Road.
I'm gonna need you to put on some, I'm gonna need you to send over some stuff. I don't know Abbey Road. I don't know what you said earlier.
Who?
You said earlier in the
The Shea Butter deal?
Yeah. It's kind of hard for me to listen to something called Shea Butter, but I'll give it a chance.
Hey, J. Cole's on it, though.
J. Cole been watching everybody.
It's a lot of good people.
Oh, yeah. That's real. Cole's been on a run, dude.
Yeah,
Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox.
I can't wait to that Dream Chasers drop, though.
I know.
I heard some snippets of it. Like, they had a studio session, and it's him, J.I.D., and Boz on it. And
Boz is my guy.
I heard a snippet of it.
Wait, hold on. Dreamville?
I sent you the link that day.
Dreamville, yeah.
Remember I sent you the link? It's the Dream Chasers album they got coming out this year, and it's J.I.D., Boz, and J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. I never remember that. Man.
It's that like combination is ridiculous.
Dude. Let me
ask y'all a question on this though.
Where
do y'all think, straight up, with a straight answer, they made a mixtape together? Who would have?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, is that the song? I'm ready.
Hey, let's go. Who would have the better version throughout the whole album? Kendrick or J. Cole? Who would crush, like, if they were to do a collab album together, mixtape, whatever, who would have the hottest verses?
But the longest time, Navy was like teetering back and forth with Kendrick and Cole, and then Kendrick took off a little bit with the Dan album.
Right.
It was right here, but then Cole's features, and then Kendrick not being heard for so long, he just,
this is that Black Panther album.
Has it been that long?
Black Panther was the last project you put out.
Yeah, yeah. Last year.
That was last year, though.
Last year, though. I mean,
we haven't heard a feature really either.
He was also in that song with Jeezy and J. Cole, too. But I felt like
Cole watched him.
Yeah, Kendrick was chilling on that, though.
He's enjoying his voice.
Oh, yeah.
So, who's y'all's number one right now in the game?
In the game,
I think Kendrick's the best in the world.
Same.
I think Kendrick.
I think Cole.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
With Middle Child, Cole.
Middle Child.
I think Kendrick's. Kendrick's body of work is better.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, well, Kendrick hasn't had any slips in his albums.
Right, Cole has.
I say Cole, like, but Cole's catalog of music, as far as albums, there's dips in it. With like Born Center, like, yeah.
Because we're talking about just straight up like rapping. Rapping and albums are two different things.
Yeah. Right. Oh, but like pure just bars.
Yeah.
Right now, I'd say Cole got it. I'm going Cole.
Pure bars?
Ooh. Good question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the difference. Because you know, everybody's like, it's a different judgment when it comes to pure bars and albums. Because Tyler Coretta has,
I've been standing Tyler the Creator since the
Great album. But
I really wasn't a fan of Tyler Creator until him and A$AP Rocky did their thing.
Our Flower Boy, because it was Who That Boy?
Potato Salad?
It wasn't Potato Salad. It was where they were in the studio. There was another one. It was like, I can't remember the name of that song either, but like Tyler Creator just came on that song with A$AP Rocky and just snapped. Okay. It was like where their phone was ringing.
Telephone calls. He murdered that.
You like Freddie Gibbs?
That's it.
That's my guy right now.
I think he's number one right now. I recently just started getting on Freddie. Just like most of the snippets that he got on his
Did you listen to Pinata with him and Madlib?
No.
You gotta peep that.
Madlib?
Yeah.
Madlib still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, no. 2014. Him and 2014 was when the album dropped. The album, they're actually coming out with a new album, and like I think it's dropping later this month, actually. Yeah. I'll send you some shit. Oh, but continue.
He just cut shit off. My dog said, let me get this one out.
Cut me off and needs to be freaking censored now. Like, right? No, he's over there like, oh my god, I gotta go.
Oh,
more work. Damn,
man.
My bad.
TV curse words.
I don't know, they saying that on FX, but that's all.
FX is different.
Yeah. FX real.
FX, you know.
But man, for a long time, I was waiting for Joyner Lucas to creep up there and snag some, but he always keeps dipping as well.
When you say dip, how do y'all feel like a dip? Like when they just don't put anything out, or it's just like...
Not that, but just they make a project that just doesn't click, just doesn't connect, it's just a miss. Okay. Like, you know, it's like some people just can put out like a banger, then another banger, right. Then they hop on a feature, and that's a banger. Right. Then they make an EP, that's a bit, like they just have consistent, and that's hard to do now because everybody's attention span is like kind of gone. Mm. But man, like he'll put out like something dope with Chris Brown, and then he'll drop something after that, and I'm like, then he gets into Tory Lanez beef, and I'm like, ah, you got washed. I'm like, ah, you did it again. So I'm like,
This is a question I want to ask y'all too. One last thing about this. The complaint about like guys like Eminem, guys who's been around a long time, is that eventually they said all that they could say and you kind of get tired of them. It's like an overdrive. You're just sick of seeing them.
Right.
Type thing. Like Eminem compared to 98 to now, lyrically, he might not have dropped a step, but his music just isn't the same to a lot of people. Do you feel that way as well of artists that some people decide, it's like, all right, bro, you heard enough from you type thing? Or you think some people like a Jay-Z can have a long catalog and still be around? And some people...
Jay-Z's just another animal. Like,
Jay-Z,
we haven't seen it.
Jay-Z's not everybody's going to be Jay-Z,
man. Yeah, that's another... That's like comparing LeBron.
Yeah, him and Pharrell are timeless, man.
Yeah.
Like they, Pharrell, my goal. That's
they,
my producer
they,
guy.
They,
that's my guy.
Like, they timeless, man. And like I said, like, just that comment I saw from that interview, how he looks at something and he thinks about forever, like, you got a person that's looking years down the road, man. It's like, it's already a strategy and plan, so it's like...
Imagine trying to spit that knowledge to, like, a lot of young kid artists that think about just now. Like, oh, what can I get clicks on? What can I get likes on? It's not even a song anymore. We're just following the artist's antics, not even the music.
Yeah, because they'll get the clicks, they'll see the video, and then they go right to the next thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you got to have something that... Keeps them coming back. If you don't have no...
Talk about Draco like this. Yo, Draco?
If you don't
Drake?
Have... Like you said, like, if you don't have nothing that keeps them coming back, then they're not going, you know.
We don't appreciate certain guys that have, like, jams from 06 that still are timeless. Everybody makes like a summer jam. Like everybody's looking for the summer jam right now because every year we get that summer hit and it just plays out. But by the time we hit like September, we're like, I don't want to hear it no more. It's not timeless. It doesn't match with we don't get enough music that's gonna last.
Some people we supposed to hear consistently, and there's some people we supposed to hear every couple of years.
Like that first Carter joint.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
The first one, the Bloody Moons. I can't listen to her first. So you stop listening to the radio.
Like, I don't want to hear T-Pain after August. I'm done.
It's too hot for that.
Yeah.
It really is
too hot. Yeah. Christmas time.
Let me ask you one question.
Why are you yelling?
It's supposed to be cozy cuddling time. You're talking about stop playing. No.
You put tree ornaments.
You see orange, yellow. We keeping it soft. It's yellow.
Tom, it's Thanksgiving time. Buy me a drink. No. Like, no, chill.
I'm trying to get the roast.
Roasted. Like, that's what you put on Destiny's Child Christmas song.
Right, this Christmas.
Well, Mariah Carey, they're putting out the same Christmas album.
Right, let Mariah Carey get some more money.
Man, bank, man.
Millions.
Man.
Killing the charts.
Bank, man.
She's been singing the same song.
You hear that song every time you go to Jordan.
And you tried to sing that live?
Woo!
She can't
trash.
Remember the words. Remember the words.
That's
all I want for
we could have performed that song.
That's the move.
We hear it so many times.
I showed
it. Yeah, the Mean Girls dance moves.
Bruh.
Well, you know, you got to hit when that thing say remastered and like.
It's like that meme.
How many times we gonna remaster?
it's like that meme. Like I ain't gonna say it. Christmas with you. I ain't gonna do it. No, Lord Jesus. Man, it's about time to let y'all go. I kept on for a nice little good
time. Yes, past my bedtime, man.
Oh, man.
Is there anything you have left to promote to the audience of the world to see?
Mm-hmm. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, myself, my tips for it. Angelo Dawkins, my brother. We're here to change the world. We are your new NXT Tag Team Champions. And we're going to be that way. For as long as we want to. Until we get tired. And to this point, the amount of hard work we put in, we're very far from that. And I'd like to thank Swerve City, these beautiful guests, for having us here tonight.
Yep.
And we're going to continue to thank God, praise Him.
Amen, amen.
And we're going to keep making history. It may be appointed for a certain block of the year, but we're going to do that every day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Now, I heard from sources that Montez plays a mean piano as one of the secret talents.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I can play a tune.
I haven't quite organized how I'm going to get this outlet, the electricity vault, to get to the piano yet.
We're
going to
make it work.
We're going to figure it out, though.
You can
help me.
We adapt and overcome.
Yes, I want to know what you're getting.
You got to tackle. Not that one right there. The bottom one is the light.
Oh, my God.
Song, so
we gonna hear this. Yeah, bro.
Play some Phil Collins. That's my boy.
My daughter was messing with it, so it's all messed up.
Only know one song. What's this?
Oh,
okay, I got function on here.
Yeah, we got volume.
Oh, I thought you was about to play.
Oh, I don't need that. I just wanted to make it right.
Oh, that's it.
Like, I'm about to say,
yeah, I'll play the
piano. Oh, you ain't no good, man. That's funny. All right, here we go.
Christmas music, y'all.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That was precious.
I was about to say,
some people want it all. Right. And I just want it all.
So if I had a pedal, I could, you know, but this is, we made it work.
It's more use than
we make it work.
This is the most use it's got out of
us. But that's what we do. We don't complain, we let it work. We make it work. And we've been doing that. We're going to keep doing that.
Doing the devil. I ain't mad at it. Jesus. I'm just happy to have y'all here. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming in, coming out to this lovely evening. Now, when I said I had news to promote from earlier today.
Yes, share the news.
We are doing a bi-weekly episode, so we won't be back in this room and filming for another 2 weeks now. We're going to try to do Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays. But you can catch every new episode on our YouTube channel, Swerve City Podcast, on the Saturday. You'll get the highlight videos on the Saturday. Monday, you'll get the full episodes on our YouTube channel. So the only way to see the rest of what we do that you're not seeing on the Instagram live videos is to subscribe and watch us on YouTube and help support. So I'm gonna spoil the news. I'm gonna announce the next guest for the next episode. It's gonna be Josiah, the man that rapped out Adam Cole at NXT TakeOver 25, the man who is running the WWE PC YouTube Instagram social media page, and that's just a collaboration right there. And we got a little special guest right here who wants to say hi, Miss Bianca Blair.
I just wanted to say my baby is always here supporting me with everything I do in life. So, and then my brother here, and these were, it's what makes the union grow. These two keep me aligned. Well, I keep.
Yeah. It just follows.
So it's like a chain.
She keeps you in line, and you keep him in line. I'm just saying.
So.
And you just worry about yourself, baby. Okay.
You do that.
You pray. You pray.
Be
blessed and beloved.
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted y'all to know that it's my baby. All right. Okay.
I love that black love.
Lovely. All
right. So.
Well, we just want to thank y'all for coming out. Anything y'all got last? Pitches.
Yeah, man, everybody's on their social medias, man. You know what I mean? Everybody's follow everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna start with Miss Ariel Monroe. Speak it out.
You can find me on Twitter at Ariel Monroe, on Instagram, Ariel_Monroe, or just put in Big Swole and you'll find me.
At TZ Scott, everything Instagram, Twitter, things of that nature. Follow your boy.
Now with me, my whole Instagram changed a little bit. See, you can't find me at Shane Strickland no more. No, you got to refer to me as my new Isaiah Swerve Scott. Coming to you soon. WWE Network, NXT. Gonna see me soon, y'all. But Twitter is still at Swerve Confident. And like always, be confident in everything you do.
Wash your ass.
Or you gonna get that pop pop.
Pop pop pop. But Oh.
Nick.
Turn on.
Who
unplugged me? Y'all ain't.
Jesus.
Oh! Cold episode!
Wait,
there you go!
Ah! Yeah!